Welcome. At the end of Parashat Ki Tetzé, we have the mitzvah of Zachor Eid Asher Asalacha Amalek. It's the parsha we read on Shabbat Zachor. It's also in this week's parsha as part of the regular Kriya. And it's to remember Amalek, exactly what Amalek did to us. So we have a commandment to remember Amalek. So Moshe Feinstein points out that we have this mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did to us, even Bizman Hazeh, when we're in Galut and we can't go around killing anybody who is Amalek. We can't just summarily start executing and killing anyone. So nonetheless, we still have to remember Amalek. And why is that? So he says that it's because we have to remember how low someone can sink, how bad someone can become if they're not careful. And it all starts with the smaller Averot and the Megalgal, and they lead to the greater Averot. Because remember what Chazal told us as the parable of what Amalek did. Am Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim. They just defeated the Mitzrim. Okay, they defeated, meaning how? Hashem defeated the Mitzrim, the Makot, and Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They were victorious. They went from being the lowest in the whole society. They were the slaves to the strongest kingdom in the whole world, Mitzrayim. And they are leaving victors. Mitzrayim is destroyed. Their economy is shot. All their animals, everything's dead. Everybody's dead. Everything is destroyed there. Look what a wasteland they left Mitzrayim. And Am Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, and everyone's afraid of Am Yisrael. And no nation was going to touch them. And Chazal say, Amalek said, you know what? Amalek didn't think they were going to defeat Am Yisrael necessarily. They just didn't want everybody to treat Am Yisrael differently, that they shouldn't be afraid to fight and start up with Am Yisrael. So Chazal and the Midrash Tanchuma compare it to jumping into a hot bath. The first limb, the first person that jumps into this boiling hot water, he gets savagely burnt. And afterwards, any further limbs or people who go into that water, the water is no longer as scalding, and it is possible to survive that water. So Amalek was attacking Am Yisrael just to be the first one into that scalding hot water, so that nobody should be afraid to attack Am Yisrael. They were attacking Am Yisrael, so to speak, lishma. They didn't really have anything to do with Am Yisrael right now. They just wanted to attack Am Yisrael so that people could see that you could attack Am Yisrael, so that further nations attacking Am Yisrael wouldn't be burnt by the scalding hot water. They were taking one for the team. That was how Amalek viewed for it. So that was pure evil. That had nothing to do with Am Yisrael. They were just fighting Am Yisrael for the sake of fighting Am Yisrael. That really disturbed Chazal, and therefore that's the mashal they gave. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we have to read about Amalek so that people realize that if we don't stay away from Averot, we can end up doing terrible Averot. Now we think, oh, these really chomer Averot, oh, everybody knows, nobody would do that. I would never get that far. How can I? But a person can. A person can be nitkalkel so much that chas v'shalom, that he would end up doing even the most horrific of actions. And therefore, a person shouldn't rely on himself and believe himself, even, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, even for a minak tov. I'll always do that, because it's a good, proper behavior. No. You have to work on yourself for every single mitzvah, for every single, to stop doing every avera, to make sure you're keeping every mitzvah, make sure you're keeping every mitzvah tov, and you have to work on yourself, even on averot. I would never rob, I would never murder, I would never do adultery, no gezel ritzichor niyav going on here. Nonetheless, we have to work on it all. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you look at the end of the avoda of Yom Kippur, at the end of Ne'il on Yom Kippur, after we've done all the tefillot of Yom Kippur, after we've done all the viduyim of Yom Kippur, we're coming down to our last tefillot before we end. And you know what we daven? Aman echdal mioshek yadenu. Hashem, please help us from not stealing. Every person should never think, no person should think, that he is above any sin. We have to work on ourselves and daven for Hashem's help, as we do in Ne'il on Yom Kippur, at the pinnacle, at the height of our tefillah, at the end, the last, the climax moment. Hashem, before the gates are closing, let me ask you, please help me not to steal. And you have to work on, we have to work on ourselves for every minhag tov, and certainly for stealing and theft and taking anything, so that we shouldn't be nichshal anil chas v'shalom, because we have to understand that even a malik, yimach shemam, even a malik, who were such rishayim, at the end of the day, they were humans. And they fell so far on the morality scale. They had gone so far and become so morally disgusting and morally corrupt. We have to work on ourselves, even from the small averot, because the small averot, even on a minhag tov, because the minhag tov leads to the small averot, which leads to the big averot, which leads to ending up chas v'shalom like a malik. And a person should never be so sure of himself on any Dvar Torah that he will not end up that way. And therefore, every single part of all the Torah mitzvot, every minhag tov, every avera, kala, chamura, we have to work on ourselves and daven to Hashem for help to make sure that we keep all the mitzvot, and then we can hopefully be sure to never end up like Amalek. So therefore, even Bezman Hazeh, when we're not going to go around killing Amalek, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's the reason why it's still important for us to constantly be remembering Amalek and what they did to us, so we could see how low someone can sink and make sure that we never end up, chas v'shalom, like that. Shkoyach.